Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and our guest today is Greg Davis. And we'll tell you a little about this call and what our purpose is. We have a bunch of purposes. Number one, I want to introduce you to Greg and his work. It's very interesting stuff. I found it very inspiring. It's given me a lot of ideas for my own business. Two, though, I want to highlight something that there are many, many, many different ways to be in the internet marketing business. There's no one way. And that's a very important lesson to learn. And Greg is a representative of people that do what's called CPA marketing, super affiliate marketing, a very particular kind of internet marketing. And frankly, if you want to learn about this kind of marketing, Greg is one of the absolute best people to learn it from. And we're going to talk a little bit about the way he does internet marketing in a bit. The third thing is we have three different kinds of guests on these calls. One are people that we absolutely introduced to internet marketing from scratch. You know, that would be people like Perry Marshall and Howie Jacobson and Greg's friend and colleague Lloyd Irvin. I mean, people that really just didn't know much about internet marketing at all, and we helped them get started from ground one. And then we have people that we helped in their development. They were already doing some pretty interesting stuff. They were already in the game, really applying themselves, and here and there. Sometimes we were able to provide kind of a master stroke, you know, introducing them to the right person, to the right concept at the right time. And then we've got people that they were already master internet marketers before we met, but we've become colleagues and we share information and we teach each other students and support each other. I would put Greg in the second category as somebody that was, you know, on his way, really applying himself, trying all kinds of different things, putting tremendous energy into it. And every now and then we were able to provide a boost in the form of maybe an introduction to somebody or some, you know, a good methodology that he got to learn about through the system seminar. So we've benefited people in many different ways, and I just want to, you know, put Greg in perspective. So Greg, let's do your story because I think it's an important one. You started out selling door to door.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I'd always, you know, been in direct sales, you know, of one kind or another. I was never a big fan of, you know, just having, you know, a fixed salary or somebody telling me, you know, how much I can make, you know, at the top level. So yes, I did, you know, door-to-door sales, and I was pretty successful with it. And it was one of those things that I told myself, you know, if I can do this, then I can do anything.
And you were selling photocopiers to offices?
Yes. I was selling that. Copiers and basically knocking on doors, basically just going door to door to different businesses and office buildings, and got kicked out of a lot of office buildings, got escorted out by security quite a few times.
I got to say that's a tough way to make a living.
Yes, it is.
You have to be pretty tough minded, and I think that's really that approach to things has really served you over the years, because you started looking at internet marketing around 2000. Was that about 10 years ago?
Yes, that's correct.
And it was kind of not for even people experienced in internet marketing. It wasn't clear, you know, how to proceed. There's a lot of things changing in the marketplace. Certainly, the internet marketing world is completely different in 2010 when we're doing this reporting than it was in 2000. It's a different world. So you started, and one of your breakthroughs, I believe, was encountering Perry Marshall.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and actually, it's kind of funny because I actually encountered Perry Marshall even before the internet stuff took off for me. I mostly got interested in him because he had a course just about how to sell, you know, without cold calling, and he actually, you know, just taught about, you know, how to actually market and how to actually, you know, draw prospects to you. So that's actually that was actually my original introduction to Perry.
And that must have been a very attractive offer from him.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think anybody that's been lucky to have a real sales experience, you know, going and presenting and presenting and presenting, and that's just a great education. And then sort of the next step of evolution is you realize, wow, this is hard. It's hard selling one person at a time and having 50 doors closing in your face or more. Wouldn't it be better to sell a lot of people at a time? And it seems like kind of a simple idea, but, you know, I didn't really figure that out myself until, you know, many, many, many years into my own business career. And then when you learn that, wow, all these things that I've learned that work in one-on-one selling, I could leverage and sell 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people all at the same time. It's quite an eye-opener. So Perry was your introduction to that world. Tell me a little bit about how you got from discovering direct marketing to making your first ventures into internet marketing, and what some of the milestones were along the way.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I had always been a student of direct marketing, and you know, and I had even dabbled with some direct mail and classified ads and stuff like that. So when in the late 90s, in the early 2000s, when and the internet was really booming, I was like, man, all these people are making this money with this thing, and I was like, this is the perfect application for direct marketing. And when I when I first saw a pay per click search engine, which at the time was GoTo.com, the predecessor to Overture and Yahoo search marketing, I just thought it was a match made in heaven. I was like, how can you go wrong? When you have people searching for a particular thing, and you can put your product or service, right in front of them, when they're searching for it. So that's when it really clicked for me, and I started doing it. However, as you know, without proper, I'll say, guidance and mentoring, it was pretty tough. So I kind of, wandered around in the wilderness of internet marketing for about 7 years. And it wasn't until 2007 when I was able to actually, quit my full-time job and do internet marketing full-time. And since then, I've definitely sought out, quite a few mentors, and I've really actively, tried to learn, all I could from other people, including yourself and a lot of the other system, faculty. And so the past, 3 years have really been great. I mean, my, income has really, really taken off, and I've really been able to do some big things.
One of the breakthroughs, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but encountering Gohar Chaudhary and his approach to internet marketing.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Gohar, he's the one that really first, showed me the whole CPA world, CPA marketing world. Because before that, I was doing affiliate marketing, but it was just the traditional affiliate marketing where you sold something and then you got a percentage of that sale as a commission. And so what he showed with CPA, was that you could actually get paid, without anybody even buying anything. And not only that, if they did buy something, you could actually get paid, even more than what they actually paid. So it was definitely a eye opener to me. It was actually life changing. I mean, because ever since then, I've been, heavily involved in CPA, and now I actually have my own CPA network, and it's pretty much what I do all the time.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about that actually just in a minute. But just a quick recap for people that may be a little bit new to internet marketing. Internet marketing really boils down to turning traffic into money, and there's a lot of different ways to do that. The most obvious way is to sell a product. People come to your site, that's traffic. They give you money, you've made money, hopefully. Hopefully you have a profit. But there's a lot of other ways to make money from traffic. Some people sell banner ads, and that would be websites that have just huge amounts of traffic, and they want to convert their traffic in the easiest way possible. And so advertisers give them money just to show the banner. Then there's pay-per-click, and I think most people are familiar with that now. Greg pointed out that started back in 2010 with GoTo, and now it's evolved, and now, of course, Google makes all its money from Google AdWords and their content network. And that's in that situation, the advertiser pays for the click. They don't pay just to show the ad. They only pay when somebody clicks on your ad. But then there's this other area, CPA, cost per action, where you can get paid just for providing data. If somebody fills out a form and hits send, you get dollars. Or if somebody buys, and then there's other offers that are kind of related where somebody buys an introductory product and you not only get a commission, you actually get, maybe a multiple of the original purchase price. And that's the CPA world. And it's huge. And I kind of knew about it. I mean, there have been CPA offers in internet marketing as long as there's been internet marketing. But it was always another world, and I was always focused on selling products, so I didn't really have much involvement with it. But I went to one of the affiliate summits where I met Greg, actually, on New York City. And it's a huge business. And Greg, you discovered it. Gopher opened the door for you, and then you jumped in, and now you're a leader in this field. Let's talk about the structure of the CPA world. There's the advertisers, the guys that want traffic. Then there's the, I guess we call them the publishers, the website owners.
Yes.
They're the guys that have the traffic. And then there's an industry that's formed that acts as the middleman, and these are the people that connect the advertisers that want traffic with the web publishers that can generate traffic, and they are called affiliate networks. So you're not only a very successful affiliate, and let's talk a little bit about what that means. So on any given day, you might be spending as much as $50,000 on your traffic. Is that more or less a correct number?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, maybe not every day, but you know, on a day when you've got a promotion that's working, that's your ad budget for a day, and then of course you're not doing that for your health or for entertainment. You're doing that because there's going to be a return on your money, and you know we're not promising that anyone's going to. I mean, obviously, in fact, let's say very clearly, you're only going to get the return on your money that you get on your money, and there's a lot involved in getting a return on your money. But in Greg's case, in Greg's business, the way he does it, what kind of a return do you get typically on your ad dollars?
The way it typically works is that the higher the volume, the smaller your margin. So it's kind of a trade off there. So we pretty much make it in volume. But like when I do spend the most, so say if I'm spending, $50,000, I'll probably be, my profit margin maybe around 20%.
Okay.
Sometimes it's higher, but that's pretty realistic, around 20%.
Okay, and of course, we're not talking about 20% a year from now. We're talking about turning it over in what period of time?
Same day.
Same day, okay. So, this is obviously advanced. This is obviously high stakes. You obviously need to have all your fundamentals completely squared away. You have to have access to capital and so on. You have to have courage. There's a lot of things you need to do. It's not something you do your first day, but there is this industry and it's out there, and this is pretty much how it works. So when everything's going well on a given day, when there's a hot promotion that's working, Greg will put out 50,000 and he will get back 60 in the same day. So that's not if you talk to other people in business, that's not a bad business to be in. But now you've even grown beyond that, not just being a super affiliate, but actually being the owner of an affiliate network. So talk a little bit about that and what it means, what an affiliate network does and how you generate revenue.
All right, sure. Yeah, I'm just kind of like Ken just described, the affiliate network is kind of in the middle between, the advertisers that want traffic and then the publishers or the affiliates that have traffic. And so, and really the reason why we exist is just to aggregate all the offers, because if you were just an affiliate by yourself, it would be pretty inefficient for you to find individual advertisers to drive traffic for. And not only that, but your choices would be very limited. Whereas with us, any given time we have, maybe 400 or 500 different offers. So the affiliates can log in and they can choose what they want to drive traffic towards, and at the same time, the advertisers can come to us and they can be like, look, we need leads or we need traffic for this particular offer, and then we as a network can actually match up the advertiser that needs traffic with the affiliate that has traffic in that particular niche.
Gotcha. So, in essence, you are a traffic broker in capital letters.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
And again, this is not something that you're going to do. Someone's going to do their first day or their first week or their first year in business. But we're having this call for many reasons. But one of them is just to open your mind to see that there's a lot of different ways to be in the internet marketing field, and two, to see how far you can take it, because the way an affiliate network gets paid is, well, explain why this is such a lucrative business for those that have the right preparation and can handle it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean the numbers get pretty big. say for example, you know, if the advertiser is an insurance, you know, company, okay, and this insurance company may have, you know, hundreds or even thousands of agents, so they need, you know, literally thousands of leads, and so just in raw numbers, for example, just keeping that 20% profit margin, you know, for us, you know, or for me personally, you know, if I can, you know, spend, you know, let's just say, you know, $2-3 million, you know, a month, you know, which is, you know, not atypical, you know, then that's going to be, you know, what is that, you know, between, you know, $400,000 and $600,000 a month in profit, you know, and then the actual network, you know, is getting, you know, a margin anywhere from like 10-15% as well. And so multiply that by, you know, say by a few hundred affiliates, you know, and you can, you know, kind of see that the money, you know, starts to get pretty big after a while, and it doesn't really take long. And that's just, again, that's just with one large advertiser. So if you multiply that, you know, by, you know, all the advertisers that are out there, you know, not just, you know, big insurance companies, but, you know, all kinds of, you know, companies, you know, banks that want credit card applicants, you know, pretty much any industry, you know, needs leads, you know, and so the numbers, you know, the numbers can get pretty, you know, pretty far up there pretty quick.
Well, yeah, and something that people might overlook or lose sight of or not even be aware of is, as hard as it is for the, you know, the local store to get internet traffic, or, you know, the local business or local restaurant or anybody that's trying to get traffic on the internet, there's no magic wand that gives a bank or an insurance company or any other kind of big business instant traffic. I mean, they have to go out and buy it too, and they not only that, but they need a lot of traffic. You know, they can't. You know, what makes the brand, what makes a small hometown bank happy in terms of traffic is not going to make you know, Bank of America or Wells Fargo happy. They need, you know, tanker loads full of traffic. Now, do you think these big corporations have people inside their company that have, you know, super sophisticated internet marketing skills? I guarantee you they do not. because anybody that knows how to do this is doing what Greg's doing. So these big companies need the traffic, they need a lot of traffic, and they need affiliate networks and affiliates to go out and generate that traffic for them. So this is a whole other dimension of internet marketing that a lot of people aren't aware that exists. And the whole reason we had this call is just to open your mind, open your eyes to realize how far internet marketing can go. And I think Greg will agree. I'm going to take a chance and make the statement. It all is based on fundamentals. You can grow to the size that Greg's business is if you get your fundamentals, your basic building blocks of your internet marketing skills and strategies down cold. I mean, this is, you know, no one gives Greg the money for free. He's earning every penny. And Greg, I'm going to just, you know, I took a risk here, but I'm going to venture to say that your fortune comes from a lot of things, but one of them is that you're firmly grounded in the fundamentals.
No, that is absolutely true and correct. You know, and really the only difference, you know, because and that's really a good point, because before I met Gohar and knew about CPA, you know, my best days were like around $4,000-$5,000, you know, which were, and this was, you know, maybe at the time, you know, it was more profitable, so maybe it was like half profit, you know, so that was, you know, I was making a pretty good living there. But, you know, once I learned about CPA and really got into it, really using the same skill set, you know, my best days were, you know, $50,000 and $60,000, you know, so the fundamentals are exactly the same. It's just that you're playing in a bigger arena, you know, and you're playing, you know, in a market that has a lot of money and just, you know, just a lot of money going around. But really, yeah, it's all about the fundamentals. I mean, just like in sports, I mean, the, you know, the people that are in the NBA, you know, they're still using fundamentals. They're just, you know, very skilled, you know, at it, and they're playing in a, you know, in a big arena where they can actually make a lot of money. But, you know, they use the same fundamentals, you know, that high school basketball players use.
Yeah, it's the same game. Same ball, same court, you know, everything's the same. It's just development and time and, you know, strengthening your skills. And so I just want everybody to see how far you can go. And who knows, there may be even other realms of internet marketing that we're not even aware of yet that we're going to all find out about later. But it all starts with the fundamentals. For those of you that want to, you know, get involved in internet marketing and want to do it on the right foot, I do recommend our Systems Seminar or our Systems Smart Beginners Program, and you can find out about all of this at thesystemsseminar.com. We do an annual event every year, have been doing it since 1994. Greg's been a student. Greg's been a faculty member as well. Goher's been a faculty member, and almost anybody you can think of in internet marketing has either been a student or a faculty member or both. So this year we're going to be having our meeting April 15th through April 17th in the New York City area. And we're going to be about as close to Manhattan as you can be, literally right across the river in Jersey City at the Westin. So that's April 15th through the 17th. Great chance if you know, and if you're a pro, this is a good meeting to go to too, because I mean, Greg, you're a pro. I mean, you find the annual convention seminar pretty valuable, I'm assuming.
Oh, it was definitely, yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, I was just thinking back to this past one, and you know, and you had you know, Drayton Bird there, and which was really, I mean, you know, really enlightening to me. And I was thinking about you had the two extra days. You had the copywriting day with Drayton and Perry Marshall, and then you had the traffic school, which I was actually you know, helped teach. But I mean, I learned so much just from those 2 days. I mean, even at the traffic school, you know, like the guy from Rocket Clicks, I can't remember his name offhand, but you know, but I learned some, you know, some nice tricks from him that have served me extremely well. And yeah, and I'm pretty good at this stuff. I mean, and I mean, every time I go to the system, and like I said, and especially those, you know, those extracurricular events that you have, I mean, I learn a ton, and it's, I mean, and it translates directly, you know, into money for me.
Okay, and if you're interested in following up with Greg's, what Greg does and his way of doing things, and you know, Greg's got his own style and does things his way, and it's kind of wild sometimes, you can do that by going to thesystemsseminar.com/Greg Davis, and that's the name Greg, G-R-E-G, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, thesystemsseminar.com/Greg Davis. And Greg's been a just tremendous, you know, pathfinder and pioneer of new marketing methods on the internet. Great teacher. I had the opportunity to spend a day and a half in his classroom down in Maryland 2 summers ago. And tremendous, tremendous value. And think about the Systems Seminar, April 15th through 17th. And if you want to follow up with Greg Davis, thesystemsseminar.com/Greg Davis. Greg, thanks so much for taking the time and explaining a little bit about your business.
No problem. Thank you, Ken.
Okay.